This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we are getting our first glimpse at the new Google car, which takes the driver out of the driver's seat completely. The company is building a fleet of electric, driverless cars without a steering wheel or brakes or any other controls found in today's vehicles. Joe Weisenthal is executive editor at Business Insider. He's with us now to discuss. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So how does this car work? There's no gas pedal, no steering wheel, no brakes.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of takes the concept of the driverless car to its natural conclusion. If you're going to have this car that's basically entirely based on sensors and radar and so forth, why actually have the steering wheel and the brakes in there? There will still be some controls. So, in the sense, you know, there will still be controls by phone and some buttons. But basically, this is the ultimate vision of what a car could be.
Well, I'm just thinking of like a movie where, you know, the computer goes wrong and you need to be able to step in and stop it. And if there's no steering wheel, what do you do in that case, I wonder?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, there is going to be like a stop button. So far, these cars aren't being designed for fast highway driving or anything like that. But this raises some huge questions about not just what happens in the event that it goes haywire, but who's culpable if it goes haywire, whose responsibility is it, and so forth. So I think these are a lot of questions that we'll have to answer.
Well, and what's in this for Google? Is the company planning to get into the car business?
I think the way to understand it is to think about what Google is. So a lot of people think of it as a search engine company primarily, or doing a lot of internet services. Google sees itself as something much bigger, which is basically using technology to take on gigantic problems. So the internet was sort of one problem that they've taken on, and they've made incredible strides, but they're not finished, and now they want to use technology to solve other problems. So cars are a natural. They're obviously getting into robots. Alternative energy is part of the mix. So when you think about that being Google's mission, then figuring out the future of transportation fits very nicely into what they do.
Well, and you think about all the data that they'd be able to collect from us if they know every single place that we are going in our self-driving cars. And also the fact that I was reading about this earlier today, that in fact a driverless car is probably a lot safer than a car with a real person driving it. There are other companies that are doing this too, though, Joe. BMW, Mercedes, Volvo also getting into this area?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any particular reason to think that Google will win. It could be that Google ends up supplying a key piece of the technology to where other automakers use it in their cars. That certainly seems possible. There's also the angle, which you kind of hinted at a moment ago, about the data. They'll be able to get tremendous amount of data from the passengers of their driverless cars. There could be a delivery aspect where maybe Google wants to get into driverless parcel delivery at some point down the road. Mm. So I don't think it's clearly spelled out what role Google will play in this industry. They just see where this is going. They have the technology and the cash to devote a lot of, you know, to really work at it. And somehow they'll have a role when it gets there.
I'm just imagining the first crash between an Amazon drone making a delivery and a Google driverless car making a delivery. I guess we'll have to wait for that. By the way, one other thing, Joe. I'm reading in the New York Times here, in cases of parking or traffic tickets, the owner of the car would most likely be held responsible for paying the ticket, even if the car and not the owner broke the law.
Yeah, it's kind of too bad that we can't pawn it off on someone else.
Joe Weisenthal, executive editor at Business Insider. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.